Matthew chapter 5 and verse 5. The next today is lesson from the sermon of Jesus on the mountain. And when he say, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
Amen.
God, I pray in the name of Jesus that your word will bring life.
Amen.
To everyone who hear here in Antipolo, Philippine, Lord, and your church and your congregation and your families, oh Lord, and the members of God who are not here in other place, I pray your blessing will flow to those who listen and obey and apply in their life. I pray in the name of Jesus. And what matters and put words and statements and whatever the purpose of sending this word shall be accomplished.
Amen.
Raise up people meek so they'll be blessed by you, servant of yours, to do the very thing that you ask him to do. Oh Lord, we thank and we bless you. It's our prayer in this name. Amen. You know, the meek people, they are not people who are weak. They are poor also. I have seen many poor people and weak people, but they are not meek. You know how you know the person is meek? Give him money and give him power. And check after that how he will behave. You know, many people, they are powerless because they don't have money. They don't have power, they don't have privilege. You see them, they are calm, but they are not meek. When you give them power, you give them money, then you can see their head become big, and the nose become high, and then you can see how they are not meek. And you know the meek, when Jesus says blessed are the meek they are not after the blessing, the meek they are after God. When they are after God, God will release his blessing too. So how many today of you is after God and how many of you today is after the blessing?
After God.
Amen. If you are after God, then you will be walking out with the Lord to be a meek person so that the blessing of the Lord will be flowing into your life.
Amen.
The word of Jesus and the life of Jesus and the scripture teach us what is the criteria of the meek. As I was meditating on the word of God, God worked in my life much as I am preparing the message. And even as I am delivering the message, God is working in my life and God also shall work in your life because I trust God, I have faith on his word,
yes.
And I have faith on him and that he who starts the good work in you will be faithful to complete until the coming of Christ Jesus our Lord. Before he would take us to heaven, he would perfect us. God wants us to be meek. In the book of Philippians chapter 2 and verse 5 to verse 10, we will read this. He says, Philippians chapter 2 verse 5 to 10, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross, on the cross. Wherefore God also has highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth. From the word of Jesus, the life, his life, and from the word of God, we can find out how we can describe the meek person. And how you can see yourself. Now don't look to your right and left, okay? Look to yourself as you are hearing the word of God. Because first, I need to be first a meek person. Amen? That is the God's project into my life. He say, let this mind be in yours. The mind is very important part of our body because that's where the set up, that's where the children And then that's where also our attitude and character will be molded when our mind starts to take a certain steps and decision to correct ourselves. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Let us see what are the things that Jesus made. It shows that he was a meek, he's a meek person. He says, who being in the form of God, thought not robbery to be equal with God. The second, but made himself of no reputation.
Yes.
The first criteria, the meek person, make himself of no reputation.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is God, he is the Son of God. He deserves all the glory. He paid the price for our sin on the cross. He died for us. He shed his blood for our saved of eternal life. But what you say here, he makes himself of no reputation. Nowadays, many people, they carry big titles, okay? Titles will be given to the people based on their service. When you call somebody a painter, he will not make a bread, he will paint. Yeah? So that's just like the painter. When you say somebody is a lawyer, he is the one who will go in the court, because he's lawyer, that's his title. Jesus, although he's God, but he makes himself of no reputation. I mean, God is not interested about our titles. God is interested about our service. Amen? Today, the meek people, they are not looking how much they carry title, how much they carry qualification, which college they went, which PhD they got, but they are more interested how much they are service provided for other people. Amen? He made himself, this is the first criteria, this person makes himself of no reputation. He does not mind if they title or no, he is mindful to give service. The second thing we can see from the life of Jesus in the servant, and took upon him the form of a servant. Nowadays everyone wants to be a boss. But Jesus took the form of a servant. Now today everyone wants to start from the top ladder, you know. They will climb the ladder from the top. That's why they are looking for big colleges, famous colleges. They want to go to the famous countries. They want to associate with the big people. Yeah? Because they don't want to take the form of a servant. They want to be masters. They want to start from the top. They will not start from down, step by step. But praise be to God. You know? He knows us. The more you are proud, the more he will put you down.
Yes.
You will find people, imagine, they are getting good qualifications, PhDs and above. They go to a very big countries, yeah? But the praise be to God, you will find them there, they are working security guards. You find them in the gasoline station, they are getting part-time. Yes, and I am sure of this, because God, according to his word, he gives grace more to the humble. God opposes the proud, but he gave the grace to the meek people, to those who are humble. Those who are willing to be a servant. Joseph, the son of Jacob, when his brother, they threw him in a well, and then after that, they took him up and they sold him to the Ishmaelites. He was sold in Egypt to the Potiphar house. He started his mission there as a servant, he accepted the job of God and he starts step by step because he's meek.
Yeah.
So Jesus, he took the, he being found in the form, in the fashion of man, he humbled himself. He took upon him the form of a servant. How many of you want to be a servant?
Amen.
That is the good start where God will bless. Small job, small income, yeah, small house, small bed space, small room. Just take the form of a servant. God will lift you up in due time. Joseph, After a while, he becomes the overseer in the house because God was with him. The wife of Potiphar made him a problem. He was put in the jail. He was willing to start again from there to Christ. Humble, meek people, they are willing to restart once again from zero, from the scratch. And God allows us to test if we are meek or no, because He says, blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. He will give us the material things that we need when He found us meek and humble. And finally, Joseph, after he was put in the jail, he was also promoted, he worked hard, he was interested in everything, and you find Joseph, after a while, he became second to Pharaoh in Egypt, because he was trained in the meekness of the Lord. He took the form of a servant. You get the point here? So, if you are a servant, don't hide, or don't be ashamed of it. Or you are a maid, or you are all around, you are doing it, it's fine. There's a time that God will promote you, but you need to show meekness and willing to give up your title and reputation and family background and all your degrees and qualifications. Have you got the point here? God will lift you up in due time. The third criteria for the meek person, in verse 7, he says, and he took the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. He's God, right? Yeah. He accepted to become a man. Man is with limitations. We have health limitations, we have age limitations, we have power limitations. Have you get the point? But he accepted to take the these limitations. Many of us are ashamed if we are sick. We are ashamed to say, okay, I cannot climb, I cannot run, I cannot jump, you know. We are ashamed if we have sicknesses. That's why the ladies, they'll put makeup. So they come beautiful. That's right. It's expensive eyeglass. They will wear, yeah? Because this is to compensate. Have you get the point? Since we cannot do it, we are not provided, but we compensate by either way. But God knows us. God knows us that we want to escape. And the more you escape, God will corner you back to you. That He wanted to take the form of man with the limitation and infirmities accepted. Okay? After all our flesh and muscles has no power if the Holy Spirit will not work and He will do it for us. Amen? So be willing to take the infirmities, the limitations, the weaknesses. Trust that God will give you the power to overcome.
Amen.
The circumstances of life. In verse 8, and being found in a fashion as a man, he humbled himself. The meek people, they humble themselves. Not that somebody humble him, or somebody force him, or they corner him. He humbles himself. Have you get the point? Some people, they are waiting for a bigger problem to happen, then they will stop. Some people, they are waiting for a bigger trial, so they will stop. They are waiting that God will stump them hard, and they will stop. But he says he himself willingly humble himself. God wants you to do things willingly. Not if somebody to remind you, you are waiting for somebody to call you, you are waiting for somebody to pull your ear, to pull your hair, you know, to your boss to fight with you. Yeah, here in the church they get angry with you. No. You yourself, you know what is right. You do it yourself because God is speaking to you. Is God speaking to you or no?
Amen.
God is speaking to us. We need to do it by our self. I just, He humbled himself and become obedient even death on the cross, even the death of the cross. Many people, they are willing to be obedient to the painful things that God would allow to come into their lives. How many of us today, we avoid pain, we avoid suffering, we avoid injustice, we avoid insult, we avoid abuse. That is not meekness. Meek people, I know that there's injustice, there's abuse. They are talking bad about me, yeah? There's insult. My right is taken away. But God is not interested on this. God is interested how much I will respond toward God, and I'll be obedient to do what He asked me. Most of the time, we are not doing what God asked you because they did like this to me, they spoke like this. That is not the situation. That God wants you to pass the trial by doing the right thing that He wants you to do. Don't react. But act properly. Oh, because I am poor, my father like this, I am from this family, I am from this country, because my body, because my sickness. God knows all these things, but God wants you to do, to be obedient and do exactly what He asks you to. Meek people, they are not easily angered. Meek people, they can control themselves because they know that the Lord is near. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 4 and 5, He says, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say, rejoice, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Meek people, they can see that God is at hand. Trial is there, insult is there, problem is there, yeah, people opposition is there, but they are keep their meekness because they can see that God is at hand. Meek people, they are able to forgive. How many of us today is willing to forgive? That's one of the hard things that would determine the outcome of our life. Joseph was able to forgive and God promote him. Also Jesus forgive us on the cross for our sin, and God, as we have read, left him high on a high place and make that every knee should bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is our Lord. When we are willing to humble down and meek and forgive people, that is where we'll be promoted. In the book of Corinthians chapter 3, are we willing to forgive those who hurt us? Are we willing to forget and go forward with the things that God wants us to go forward? Amen. They are the good things, listen to me. They are the promotion. Blessed are they made, for they will inherit the earth. They are things God will be going to give us in trust to us. And I believe that today is a testing for us. I don't know what God is speaking to you right now, but I believe the Holy Spirit is there and God is speaking and instructing to each and every one of us, certain instructions He wants us to follow. Once you follow, the blessing will be there in the front of you. Colossians chapter 3 verse 13, forbearing one another and forgiving one another, if any man has a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgive you, so also do ye. God wants us to forgive, and forgiveness give us healing, give us good health, give us sound mind. When we forgive, we can see further in new things that God is preparing for us to do, and the new blessings that God is preparing for us to receive. Are you able to see new things God is telling you now in your life?
Amen.
Yes, because the word of God that you hear, when you interact with it and apply it, and you decide when you listen to it, I will do this, Lord, the blessing also will come into your life. Meek people, they don't have envy. Joseph was thrown by the brother because they were envy of him. Meek people, they don't look to others. They look to God and what He wants them to do. Jesus was handed over to be crucified out of envy and jealousy. Meek people, they don't entertain what others are doing, what God is doing to them or what God is giving to them. They entertain what God is speaking to them. Be a meek person. Meek people are willing to associate with people of low position. You get the point? You know, the meek person, if he is willing to go with along others who are weaker, who are poorer, who have limitation, if he is willing to go, it means that he is a meek person. That's one of the criteria. We have to put it all together, then we understand. Romans chapter 12, verse 16. Romans 12, 16. And say, be of the same mind toward another. Mind not high things, but conditioned to men of low state. Be not wise in your own conceit. You see here, mind not high things. Don't think about high things. Don't think that yourself is bigger than your size. Be willing to go with the people who are lower state. Nowadays, people, once they get power, they forget their relationship, they forget their commitment, they forget their responsibilities. What that means? They are meek? They are not meek. They were just behaving like that because they don't have power, they don't have money, they don't have resources. But once they receive it, their attitude will reflect who they are. Meek people, even they are high, even they are provided, but still they will not forget their commitment and their responsibility, and they are willing to, even if God put them with their low people position, they don't mind the choices of God in their life. Now let me ask one question. How many of you are doing good things for the Lord? Please raise up your hand. How many of you are planning to do good things for the Lord? Amen. But let me, I will tell you something. The meek people, they are not doing the good things for the Lord only. They are not planning to do good things for the Lord only, but the meek people, they are willing to do what God is telling them to do. You know what I mean? If you are doing good things, but you are not doing what God wants you to do, you are not a meek person. God will not bless your life. Every one of us, every one of you, I don't know what God is telling you today. But I am sure what God is telling me because He speaks to me. And my struggle, not that I will do what He told me. That's not my struggle. I don't have to struggle with that. My struggle is when I am not sure what God is telling me, I am quiet until I receive what God is telling me. But once I hear it and I am sure of it, I'm going to do it. God is telling you certain things to do in your life. You might be doing a lot of things good, but if you are not doing what He has told you exactly to do, you are not meek. And the blessing of God also, because you say, blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. The blessing of the Lord will not flow in your life unless you do exactly what God is telling you. The scripture tells us certain things. Jesus, God told him to die on the cross. He did not even take a position and sleep and die. He had to die on the cross. Exactly. God told Jeremiah, no need to open your Bible, just listen. I can read, but these are real stories in the Bible. God told Jeremiah in Jeremiah chapter 16, verse 1 and 2, He told him, don't marry in this land. He's a young chap. He has money, he has power. But what God told him? Don't marry. I'm not saying don't marry. But God told Jeremiah, don't marry. Yeah? Is it not many? How would if he marry good care and he have good family? Will he, God happy, will be happy with him?
He needs to hear.
You need to do exactly what he asks you.
Yeah.
The point here, I am sure every one of you have good plans and have good projects and you are planning good things. But the question is, these things that God told you to do?
Mm.
He may do good things, but if God has not told us these things, then what you are doing is useless. Another story in Jeremiah 32, and there 6 days, God told to Jeremiah, your uncle will come, he wants to sell a land, you buy it from him. Jeremiah was in jail. He has the money. His cousin came, the son of his uncle, he knows that from the Lord. Jeremiah bought the land, listen to this, he bought the land. He paid the money, but he never used the land, he never sees the land.
Mm-hmm.
Why he did it? Because he obeyed what God had asked him to do.
Mm.
Have you got that thing? God will tell you certain times, certain things to change. There is no benefit. What is the benefit? I put money in a land. I will not use it, I will not enjoy it. But if God has told you, God has a thought of it, God wants you to obey Him.
Amen.
Have you got the point? You may do a lot of things good, but if you will not do what God wants you to do, then you are, repeat again, no? Again, 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 till you obey it. In the book of Isaiah, another story. In the book of Isaiah, no need to open your Bible, this is a little story. Isaiah chapter 20, verse 1 to 4. God told Isaiah to take off his sackcloth. And he told him, for 3 years, take off your sackcloth. Sackcloth means that his dress.
Mm-hmm.
And make your feet, you know, bare. You walk bare feet, without slippers and without clothes.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says Isaiah walked 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
His buttocks are bare. And he was walking without slippers. Is this easy or difficult? Very difficult physically because you are without slipper, and also the shame, you are in a shame. You know, Isaiah did it, and I want you to read one word only. About what God said, God spoke about Isaiah. Thomas is wearing nice clothes and he put, you know, nice coat and nice new shoes. Have you get the point here? Yeah? Is he doing wrong? No. But God had told him what he needs to do. He did it.
Mm-hmm.
God is telling you what you need to do, yeah? God is telling you? How about you? God is telling you something? You do it. I don't know what God is telling you. But God will say something, it might be strange, shameful, does not go along with my agenda, and the people, what they will speak about me, you will be meek and follow God, or you will follow the people. Isaiah, I will read that verse. I don't want to burden you much, but I want you to listen to this. A real story from the Bible. Isaiah, I will read what God spoke about Isaiah after Isaiah did it. And I love this. And I love it much. And I love to do also what God is telling me. Although sometimes it is so painful. But Jesus said he was obedient to death, even death on the cross. The type of death that God chose for him, he accepted also. He said here, and the Lord said, like as my servant Isaiah has walked naked and barefoot 3 years for a sign and wonders upon Egypt and upon Assyria. You know what you say here? God say, and the Lord say, like as my servant Isaiah.
Mm-hmm.
He did not say Isaiah. My servant Isaiah.
Servant.
Prasanga says, after he did exactly what God told him to do. Like as my servant Israel walked. The word my servant. God called Isaiah my servant. And I want to say God to call me my servant.
Amen.
You may not be happy with the way I dress, I speak, I live. But I am not interested with you to be happy. I am interested more with my Lord to be happy with me and call me my servant.
Amen.
Another story from the Bible. God spoke to the prophet Ezekiel. He told him in Ezekiel chapter 4, verse 1 to 17, God told him, 390 days you sleep on your left side. And he told him, 40 days, after this time is not yet finished, 40 days is still on your right side. And he told him, you prepare your food. His food, it's a real story. Yeah? I don't want to read this long, but I want to tell it to you as a story. And it's up to you if you want to go and read. Have you got the point? You have Bible.
Amen.
You go and read your Bible. Yeah? It's up to you. But I want to tell you a story. He told him to make his food on cow manure to cook it. Too much. No, before you told him to make it on my menu, you say, Lord, please, I did not eat it. He said, okay, for you to count, I'll make one Canadian cow manual. Yeah. Okay.
By the gas.
Yeah. No gas, because it's a stove. Cow manure, he makes his food. Now his food was composed of eight items. I just want to read it. Take thou also unto thee wheat and barley, and beans, and lentils, and millet, and fishes, and put them in one vessel, and make thee bread thereof, according to the number of the days that thou shalt lie upon thy side, 390 days thou shalt eat thereof. He told him, get this eight kind of seeds, cook them, make them cake and bread, and you eat them during this 390 days and during the 40 days. Now you know how much the amount that you need to eat every day? I calculate the amount. The calculation of the amount that you need to eat per day, 230 grams. Yeah. Same food every day. And the amount of water is 620 ml, 2 glasses of water. Did he obey or no? He obeyed. You know what else? What about it? What he said to him? In verse 8, I will read to you what he told him in verse 8. He told him, and behold, I will lay bands on you, upon you, bands, and thou shalt not stand thee from one side to another till thou hast ended the days of thy feet. He told him, when you were lying on the left hand, I will put bands over you to control you. How many of you today who are willing to be controlled by God? Are you weak? Blessed are the weak, for they will inherit the earth. Now we've got to the New Testament. You read the story. You know what every one of you needs. Luke chapter 10. One day Jesus entered a house, the house of Martha and Mary. They loved the Lord, both of them. Most of you know this scripture. Luke chapter 10. I read it. Beautiful scripture. Verse 38 to 42. Now it came to pass, as they went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his words. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him, and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve thee alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. But one thing is needed, is needful. One thing is needful. And Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. We are two ladies together. One Martha, one is Mary. Martha was doing a lot of things that Jesus did not say clearly, right? And Mary was at his feet. You know, many people, they don't come to church, they don't sit at the feet of Jesus, they don't listen to the word of God. But the praise be to God that you are here, right?
Amen.
You listen to the word of God. You are at the feet of Jesus. But let us go more deep to the message. This is the first time I know the scripture, but while I was preparing the message, it came to my mind to find out the meaning of Martha and the meaning of Mary. You know what is the meaning of Martha? She was rebellious. How about Mary? What is the meaning of Mary? When I wrote that Martha was rebellious, oh praise God, maybe Mary is humble and obedient, right? I found out the meaning of Mary also. You know what is the meaning of Mary? Their rebellion. So the same, you know. The same. Now my point here, even if you listen to the word of God and not at the feet, if we would not do what He is telling us to do, we are not meek. We are rebellious. And we will not receive the blessing that He had for us. But there's a good news today. Jesus' word is a prophetic message, it's a prophetic word. Even Mary, her name is, she will not do. But Jesus say in verse 42 what He say about her. And that's what he's saying about us today. But one thing is needful. Mary has chosen that good part. There's a good part God is saying to you to do it.
Amen.
Choose it and do it. And that shall not be taken away from her. That shall not be taken away from you. The eternal life, the salvation of Jesus.
Amen.
And here's a provision for you on this journey of life.
Amen.
It will supply us until He will come and take us. Let us be today, all of us, as Jesus, make Himself of no reputation. Let us take this attitude.
Amen.
Of no, make ourselves of no reputation, taking the form of a servant. Yeah? And taking the form of a man with all the limitations and fair infirmity laws, even I am weak. I will do all what I can to do it. Humbling ourselves, not by force, willingly. Be obedient to the things, to the matter that God is asking us, is asking you or me specifically to do. That's all.
Thank you, Lord.
That's all it says. The song that says, Jesus is enthroning. Yes, I need to enthrone Jesus today in my life.
Amen.
That He is the Lord. My brother, my sister, not the good things that you are doing, but the very thing, the very purpose, the very goal that God has wanted to do, that He is after you to do it. Besides now, I don't know what God is telling you, but I know what God is telling to me, and I will do it. Lord, I want your word about Mary come true in my life.
Amen.
Let me say that Ramis have chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from him. Lord, I pray that this word of yours,
Amen,
about Mary shall be accomplished in the life of each and everyone who listens, those who are here,
Amen,
and those who are far away, and those who are rebellious, and those who are away, and those who are fighting against you.
Amen.
I pray that your prophetic word will come through in the life of your church,
yes, Lord,
in the life of the church that we are here, in the life of every nation on earth,
yes,
Lord, that people will realize that blessed are the meek.
Yes,
for them, for they will inherit there.
Amen.
Jesus, we inform you.
Jesus, we inform you.
Lord, I have one in my life. Come to the Lord.
Jesus, you are
me. I will do, Lord, what you ask me to do. I will do it. I will obey you, Lord.
In the midst of night, we raise you up in our praise.
Tell him, Lord, I will do it, Lord. I will do it.
Jesus, we implore you.
Just your prayer, Lord.
We proclaim you are.
Yes, all the workers and the pastors, O Lord, who shut their hearts
to you. We raise you up in our prayer. And we worship your soul.
Under your last name.
Jesus, we
enthrone. We die for your sins.
We proclaim you are King.
Yeah.
Yes, oh God, I promise myself once again, I will serve with you, oh God. I will do.
Thank you, Jesus.
What you ask me to do, I will do it, oh God. I trust you that you will provide for me. I live without excuse. I will obey you in full, oh God.
Thank you, Jesus.
I don't my people, I don't my sin.
Thank you,
I don't my titles. I will take the form of servant.
Thank you, Jesus.
Take the infirmities of man. Be obedient to the things that you ask me to do. God, I pray your blessings shall flow.
Amen.
Lord, in the life of each and every one of us, that's why here in the Gospel.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, let your word come true. The meek shall inherit the earth. Oh God, let your word, Jesus, as we do our best to be a meek people. In the name of Jesus, let your word come true, your destiny. I pray for the people who are sick to be healed. For those jobless, oh God, to have income.
Amen.
Those who have no insight, give wisdom and vision, oh God.
Lord.
Speak to them. Lord, those who are longing to hear your voice and they are asking certain things, Lord, speak clearly.
Amen.
And Lord, as they come to the answer, they will do, oh God,
yes,
what you ask. Lord, I pray.
Yes.
I shall pray. So important. Give solution. Give wisdom, oh Lord. Take this word of yours. Make us a prayer. God, make it please that be healing, revival, salvation, voice us to be healed. God bless us. Enlarge our territory, God. Put your hand in
us.
And free us, Lord, from harm so that we must seek you. May the grace of God Jesus, and love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost, use us all. In this name.
Amen. Amen.